Here we are, praying with scripture again. I feel so blessed and so honored to be praying with you today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. We begin with our shortened divine office. You can skip the invitatory, even though if you want to do the full office, it is part of the procedure for the office to do the invitatory first. We're just going to jump in here. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Surrender to God, and He will do everything for you. Psalm 37. Do not fret because of the wicked. Do not envy those who do evil. For they wither quickly like grass, and fade like the grass of the fields, like the green of the fields. If you trust in the Lord and do good, then you will live in the land and be secure. If you find your delight in the Lord, He will grant you your heart's desire. Commit your life to the Lord. Trust Him and He will act, so that your justice breaks forth like the light, your cause like the noonday sun. Surrender to God and He will do everything for you. Be still before the Lord and wait in patience. Do not fret at the man who prospers. A man who makes evil plots to bring down the needy and the poor. Calm your anger and forget your rage. Do not fret, it only leads to evil. For those who do evil shall perish. The patient shall inherit the land. A little longer and the wicked shall have gone. Look at his place, he is not there. But the humble shall own the land and enjoy the fullness of peace. Surrender to God and He will do everything for you. And I always find that tremendously comforting when the surrender to God, He will do everything for you. Prayer comes up because in my own life, you know, I can really identify with this need to be led and guided by God. The wicked man plots against the just and gnashes his teeth against him. Or gashes his teeth against him. But the Lord laughs at the wicked, for he sees that his day is at hand. The sword of the wicked is drawn, his bow is bent to slaughter the upright. Their sword shall pierce their own hearts, and their bows shall be broken to pieces. The just man's few possessions are better than the wicked man's wealth. For the power of the wicked shall be broken, and the Lord will support the just. He protects the lives of the upright. Their heritage will last forever. They shall not be put to shame in evil days. In time of famine, their food shall not fail. Surrender to God, and He will do everything for you. But all the wicked shall perish, and all the enemies of the Lord. They are like the beauty of the meadows. They shall vanish like smoke. The wicked man borrows without repaying, but the just man is generous and gives. Those blessed by the Lord shall own the land, but those he has cursed shall be destroyed. The Lord guides the steps of a man and makes safe the path of the one he loves. Though he stumble, he shall never fall, for the Lord holds him by the hand. Surrender to God, and He will do everything for you. I was young and now I am old, but I have never seen the just man forsaken, nor his children begging for bread. All the day he is generous and lends, and his children become a blessing. Then turn away from evil and do good, and you shall have a home forever. For the Lord loves justice and will never forsake his friends. The unjust shall be wiped out forever, and the children of the wicked destroyed. Wait for the Lord to lead. Then follow in his way. The just shall inherit the land. There they shall live forever. The just man's mouth utters wisdom, and his lips speak what is right. The law of his God is in his heart. His steps shall be saved from stumbling. The wicked man watches for the just and seeks occasion to kill him. The Lord will not leave him in his power, nor let him be condemned when he is judged. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Help us, Lord, in honor of Mary's gifts from God, the Holy Spirit, help us, guide us, protect us, give us everything that we need. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Wait for the Lord to lead, then follow in his way. Then wait for the Lord, keep to his way. It is he who will free you from the wicked, raise you up to possess the land, and see the wicked destroyed. I have seen the wicked triumphant, towering like a cedar of Lebanon. I passed by again, he was gone. I searched, he was nowhere to be found. Wait for the Lord to lead, then follow in his way. See the just man, mark the upright. For the peaceful man, a future lies in store. But sinners shall all be destroyed. No future lies in store for the wicked. The salvation of the just comes from the Lord, their stronghold in time of distress. The Lord helps them and delivers them and saves them, for their refuge is in him. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In honor of the Father's gifts, grant our prayers and save us from this nightmare of immorality, of murder, of unchastity, and lack of love that is increasingly wrapping our world. Teach us to be little beacons of hope and light in every way, even little ways that we can. Like saying this office, or doing a little post, or talking to someone. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In honor of Mary's gifts from God the Son, pray for the Pope's monthly intentions, that through a deeper personal relationship with Jesus through the Holy Spirit's power, we may learn from this Sacred Heart of Jesus how to have compassion on the world around us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Wait for the Lord to lead, then follow in his way. Without this faith being true, I am extremely wretched without this faith, and all the things that I have theologized about turning out to be true. All wondered at the words of grace which came from the mouth of the Lord. So we're going to have a couple of readings. One is going to be from the Doctor of the Church, St. Teresa of Avila. It's going to be very powerful. This is it's from the second book of Samuel here. It's our biblical reading. David is king over Israel. He captures Jerusalem. Ishbaal, son of Saul, had two company leaders named Benaiah and Rechanab, sons of Rimmon, the Beerothite of the tribe of Benjamin. Beerothite, too, was ascribed to Benjamin. The Beerothites fled to Gideon, where they have been resident aliens to this day. Jonathan, son of Saul, had a son named Mirabal with crippled feet. He was 5 years old when the news about Saul and Jonathan came from Jezreel, and his nurse took him up and fled. But in their hasty flight, he fell and became lame. The sons of Rimmon, the Bethlehemite, Redab, Benaiah, came into the house of Ishbaal, During the heat of the day, while he was taking his siesta, the portress of the house had dozed off while sifting wheat and was asleep. So Rebiab and his brother Benaiah slipped past and entered the house while Ishbaal was lying asleep in his bedroom. They struck and killed him and cut off his head. Then, taking the head, they traveled on the Araba road all night long. They brought the head of Ishbaal to David in Hebron and said to the king, "This is the head of Ishbaal, son of your enemy Saul, who sought your life. Thus has the Lord this day avenged my lord the king on Saul and his posterity." But David replied to Rechab and his brother Benaiah, sons of Remaniah the Beerothamite, "As the Lord lives, who rescued me from all difficulty in Zalag, I seized and put to death the man who informed me of Saul's death, thinking himself the bearer of good news, for which I ought to give him a reward. How much more now, when wicked men have slain an innocent man in bed at home, must I hold you responsible for his death and destroy you from the earth?" So at a command from David, the young men killed them and cut off their hands and feet, hanging them near the pool of Hebron. But he took the head of Ishbaal and buried it in Abner's grave in Hebron. All the tribes of Israel came to David in Hebron and said, "Here we are, your flesh and your bone. In days past, when Saul was our king, it was you who led the Israelites out and brought them back. And the Lord said to you, 'You shall shepherd my people Israel, and shall be commander of Israel.'" When all the elders of Israel came to David in Hebron, King David made an agreement with them there before the Lord, and they anointed him king of Israel. David was 30 years old when he became king, and he reigned for 40 years, 7 years and 6 months in Hebron over Judea, and 33 years in Jerusalem over all Israel and Judea. Then the king and his men set out for Jerusalem against the Jebusites who inhabited the land, the region. David was told, "You cannot enter here. The blind and the lame will drive you away," which was their way of saying, "David cannot enter here." But David did take this stronghold of Zion, which is the city of David. Responsory prayer. The kings of the earth rise up in revolt, and the rulers conspire together against the Lord and his anointed. I have enthroned my king on Zion, my holy mountain. Why did the nations rage and the peoples plot in vain? I have enthroned my king on Zion, my holy mountain. Second reading from the book Way of Perfection by St. Teresa of Avila, Bishop, Virgin. Your kingdom come is the caption. When asking a favor of some person of importance, would anyone be so ill-mannered and thoughtless as not first to consider how best to address him in order to make a good impression and give him no cause for offense? Surely he would think over his petition carefully and his reason for making it, especially if it were something specific, for something specific and important, as our good, Jesus tells us our petition should be. It seems to me that this point deserves serious attention. My Lord, could you not have included all in one word by saying, "Father, give us whatever is good for us, after all"? To one who understands everything so perfectly, what need is there to say more? O eternal wisdom, between you and your Father, that was enough. That was how you prayed in the garden. You expressed your desire and fear by surrendered yourself to his will. But as for us, my Lord, you know that we are less submissive to the will of your Father and need to mention each thing separately in order to stop and think whether it would be good for us, and otherwise not ask for it. You see, the gift our Lord intends for us may be by far the best, but if it is not what we wanted, we are quite capable of flinging it back in his face. This is the kind of people we are, ready to cash in the only wealth we understand. Therefore, the good Jesus bids us to repeat these words, this prayer for his kingdom to come in us. Hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. See how wise our Master is? But what do we mean when we say we pray for his kingdom? That is what I am going to consider now. It is important that we should understand it. Our good Jesus placed these two petitions side by side because he realized that in our inadequacy, we could never fittingly hallow, praise, exalt, or glorify this holy name of the Eternal Father unless he enabled us to do so by giving us his kingdom here on earth. But since we must know what we are asking for and how important it is to pray for it without ceasing and to do everything in our power to please him who is to give it to us, I should now like to give you my own thoughts on the matter. Of the many joys that are found in the kingdom of heaven, the greatest seems to be the sense of tranquility and well-being that we shall experience when we are free from all concern for earthly things. Glad because others are glad and forever at peace, we shall have the deep satisfaction of seeing that all by all creatures the Lord is honored and praised and his name blessed. No one ever offends him, for there everyone loves him. Loving him is the soul's one concern. Indeed, it cannot help but love him, for it knows him. Here below, our love must constantly fall short of that perfection and constancy, but even so, how different it would be, how much more like that of heaven, if we really knew our Lord. Responsory prayer. He knows what good things to give his children. He who knows what good things to give his children exhorts us to ask, to seek, and to knock. The more truly we believe, the more strongly we hope, and the more ardently we desire, and the more generously we will receive. In our petitions, we will receive more by sighs than by speech, more by tears than by words. The more truly we believe, the more strongly we hope, and the more ardently we desire, the more generously we shall receive. Very, very powerful spiritual direction and encouragement from St. Teresa and from the prayers, the scriptural prayers there, I think. Father, we call your children to walk in the light of Christ. Free us from darkness and keep us in the radiance of your truth. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. Let us pray in our Father, in addition to the Hail Mary for earlier, for those Holy Father's intentions that through a personal relationship, a deeper relationship with Jesus, the Holy Spirit will empower us, show us his love, and teach us to have compassion in the same way on the world. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Saint Joseph, pray for us on this day. So I don't know if you want me to read you the readings. It might take a few more minutes. I think we can do it. The readings from the Mass today are these. Abraham was 100 years old when his son, this is a reading from the book of Genesis 21, chapter 21. Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born to him. Isaac grew, and on the day of the child's weaning, Abraham held a great feast. Sarah noticed the son whom Hagar the Egyptian had borne to Abraham playing with her son Isaac. So she demanded of Abraham, "Drive out that slave and her son. No son of that slave is going to share the inheritance with my son Isaac." Abraham was greatly distressed, because especially on account of his son Ishmael. But God said to Abraham, "Do not be distressed about the boy or about your slave woman. Heed the demands of Sarah, no matter what she is asking of you, for it is through Isaac that descendants shall bear your name. As for the son of the slave woman, I will make a great nation of him also, since he too is your offspring." Early the next morning, Abraham got some bread and a skin of water and gave them to Hagar. Then placing the child on her back, he sent her away. As she roamed aimlessly in the wilderness of Beersheba, the water in the skin was used up. So she put the child down under a shrub and went and sat Neha down opposite him, about a bow shot away. For she said to herself, "Let me not watch to see the child die." As she sat opposite Ishmael, he began to cry. God heard the boy's cry, and God's messenger called to Hagar from heaven, "What is the matter, Hagar? Do not be afraid. God has heard the boy's cry and his plight of his. Arise, lift up the boy and take hold him by the hand, for I will make of him a great nation." Then God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water. She went and filled the skin with water, and then let the boy drink. God was with the boy as he grew up. The word of the Lord. Psalm 34. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. When the poor one called out, the Lord heard, and from all his distress he saved him. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and delivers them. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. Fear the Lord, you his holy ones, for naught is lacking to those who fear him. The great grow poor and hungry, but those who seek the Lord want for no good thing. Come, children, hear me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Which of you desires life and takes delight in prosperous days? The Lord hears the cry of the poor. Alleluia. Alleluia. The Father willed to give us birth by the word of truth, that we may be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Alleluia. Alleluia. So that part with the Alleluias enclosing a verse is called the Gospel Acclamation. There's usually one around every Mass, themed for every Mass. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus came to the territory of the Gadareans, two demoniacs who were coming from the tombs met him. They were so savage that no one could travel by that road. They cried out, "What have you to do with us, Son of God? Have you come here to torment us before the appointed time?" Some distance away, a herd of many swine was feeding. The demons pleaded with him, "If you drive us out, send us into the herd of swine." And he said to them, "Go then." They came out and entered the swine, and the whole herd rushed down the steep bank into the sea where they drowned. The swine herds ran away. And when they came to the town, they reported everything, including what had happened to the demoniacs. Thereupon, the whole town came out to meet Jesus, and when they saw him, they begged him to leave their district. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father, for being with us even through the greatest difficulties. Thank you for hearing our prayers. Blessed be God, our Savior, who promised to remain with his church all days until the end of the world. Let us give him thanks and call out, "Remain with us, Lord. Remain with us the whole day, Lord. Let your grace be a sun that never sets." We dedicate this day to you as an offering. Do not let us offer anything that is evil. May your gift of light pervade this whole day, that we may be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. May the love of your Holy Spirit direct our hearts and our lips, and may we always act in accordance with your will. And we pray that through a personal relationship with Jesus, we may learn to have compassion as he does, more like he does, on the world. Gathering all of our spoken and unspoken intentions into one, we pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. O God, who through the grace of adoption chose us to be children of light, grant, we pray, that we may not be wrapped in the darkness of error, but always seem to stand in the bright light of truth. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.